Friends, welcome back to The Schwitz. I'm Ben at Boy With No Job, and I'm joined by Victor at VWeb, Jack at Jack Not John, and today we're talking about Wimbledon. Jesus Christ, talk about a match. From there we go to the 148th British Open, where Tiger Woods is headlining, and of course we're going to talk about another dose of some NBA off-season drama. But Jack, where have you been? You're so tan.
Ben,
I haven't seen you in weeks.
Ben, thanks for noticing, man. I do look a little bronze. Thank you. I was overseas.
Scouting
for the Knicks. Some young talent, you know, 15 and under. That's my age bracket.
Wow, dangerous.
Yep. Looking for a tall, lanky Jew over in Israel that could really handle the ball with a good 3-point shot.
Nice.
But yeah, I was over in Israel. Had a blast. Developed a bit of a cigarette addiction. I'm trying to kick that. So today's day one, and I'm feeling good. My voice is strong. Yes, Ben, my biceps. I see you checking out like...
I was going to say, I was actually acknowledging your nicotine patch, and I'm really happy that you're wearing that. Good for you.
Day one, I said. We'll see.
Day one.
I hear day three is the hardest.
It is.
But yeah, my voice is strong. Unlike Victor's, who's... How many Ricolas could you fit in your mouth? You got 13 in there right now.
Honestly, that sounds like a great video. We should make that. How many Ricolas can we fit in Victor's mouth?
Wait, why does it have to be us fitting?
How many Ricolas?
He's mature enough to put it in his own mouth.
Be your
Are
next
you
Vic? Fetish to hit the
ASMR
porn sites out there. You know those? They got foot fetishes. They got
Ricola fetish.
They got Ricola fetishes
with the ASMR. Honestly, take out a Ricola. Excuse me. Undo it in front of the mic. I want to test this. It's the ASMR. Listen.
That's really pretty. You sound like a mouse. You sound like a hungry mouse.
Halls are great. I think the best for Halls is his little motivation.
Whoa, Vic. We're not sponsored.
Don't give it all away.
Just lozenges.
I just want to clarify.
They're cough drops. They're cough drops.
Triple soothing action.
By the way, I'm taking this out of my mouth. These things are disgusting. What are you eating?
Well, look, after you have about 20 of them, they just start tasting.
How many
like,
have you had today?
Like water.
How'd you lose your voice?
I was screaming during the. Well, obviously. I mean, what else is new? But.
He sprained his ankle.
I was
real
parked
bad.
At the sports book at the Bellagio, screaming for Roger Federer, as was everybody besides these three schmucks rooting for Djokovic.
Where were they from?
I couldn't tell, and they were also like scattered. Like one guy would be like, "Yeah, yeah," and because like they heard like somebody else cheering, like then they got in on it.
I like that.
Otherwise, it was a Roger corner and a couple Portuguese guys next to me. One old guy,
band of brothers, those Portuguese.
Where was the old guy from?
I don't know. He was parked right in front of me.
Really?
And he would just give like a, come on, Roger, every time.
Good.
Every time. There
Good.
Were people in the poker tournament screaming.
I was on the train watching it on my phone, and it went dark, so I actually FaceTimed Vic. So I was there sitting with Vic in the Bellagio Sportsbook for a bit, and the guy in front of him was very animated, and he was very into it. He didn't sound American.
Speaking of going dark, thank God none of us were in the city this weekend, because there was a full blackout that none of us experienced.
I was here for that. I just got off my flight, got home, but I little tidbit, I live below 42nd Street, so it didn't hit me.
Thank God none of us live
nothing.
On the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
But the, you know, and it's funny, it reminded me of the blackout.
Oh, Vic, did you get hit?
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you been home?
Blackout. I haven't been home in about 14 days. I've been in the Hamptons, and I was in Middle America, and
you're scouting
and then
some
I was
talent,
in Vegas.
Too. You're scouting the Midwest.
Look, you want to find the real talent. Forget about the under 15 in Israel. You got to get to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Summer League. We'll get into it, though. Anybody want to ask me how my weekend was? Nope. Of course not.
I asked you, but I was with you.
Bunch of selfish bastards every single time I have to ask myself, hey, Ben, how was your weekend? It's like that guy that gives
me a high five. Did Zach and Zach ask you?
Of course they did. They threw it right back to me.
They're so cordial
and
cooperative.
People. But yes, my weekend was great. I was in Las Vegas. Victor was there as well, celebrating my wife's 25th birthday. It was unbelievable. Cheering, rooting, party.
I got to tell you something. So I see your story, and I got to be honest. You looked like I don't know which night of your trip this was, but you looked like a rich Andy Milonakis.
This was night one. This was night one.
You had like a gold chain.
This was night one. We were trying something new.
I actually asked Victor if you guys were in theme. I thought it would be the classic Oshry theme night. Everyone dressed like MTV 1999.
This was a small experiment. Thank you so much for exposing me. I did buy a gold chain. Where did you buy that from? From Richie Rich. We'll plug the guy. He's a great guy. Jeweler for the stars. I got something small. And I was.
Sounds like it's not happening again, though.
I'm selling it. I'm in the process of selling it.
At cost?
Bartering.
Yeah.
It's the barter process.
We're big fans of the barter system.
I'm trying to sell it back to him.
Pennies on the dollar.
I was told that I looked a little bit too gangster. It was really...
It was a trial. That's what people said.
Well, Ed,
he was too cool.
A little
too gangsta. Sir, can you please remove your chain? Like, you're making everyone
look
horrible.
Some words that were used were also a little bit too douchey.
You looked like.
By the way, you couldn't
Carlton.
Have said something. A young Andy Milonakis. You couldn't give me anything better than that.
He always looks young.
What did you say?
I didn't say young.
He's always fat.
By the way, Andy Milonakis is the youngest looking person in the
world. Totally, doesn't get younger. Andy Milonakis.
You look like an aged Andy.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Sovereign. My next film, Summer 2021, directed by Quentin Tarantino.
Wow. Talk about a movie. Well, yes, I'm selling off my gold chain.
Takers.
And throwing it all. No, I'm kidding. The match already happened. But I want to talk about Djokovic-Federer. Vic, you were sitting there in the sports book, rooting your balls off. Old man in front of you. You told me you couldn't see. You actually told me you were going to stay up all night and watch the entire match. And I got a text from you at 8:30 that was in the middle of set three. So I'm really, really upset with you.
I mean, So I had a red eye back Sunday, and I recognized that I had a slim 5 hours where I could wake up before the match was over. I woke up, I think it was 1-1 in the fourth set. I was shocked to see Federer win the second one 6-1. I didn't see any highlights.
Oh, you're such a big
fan. And then I'm taking my morning dump, and it's 3-2 Federer. I'm like, this just doesn't feel good. I'm refreshing the
game. Wait, the dump or the score?
You know what? It might have been a little bit of both. And all of a sudden, I refresh it. Federer's up 5-2. I'm like, this is going fifth set. This is going to be legendary.
You didn't even watch before the fifth set in the sports book?
No, I knew he did. I was in the room.
What the hell?
The match started at 6 a.m.
I know. You told me you were going to watch the whole thing.
He texted me.
I tried.
You texted me before you were going down. You're like, bro, look at this outfit, and I'm headed down for the fifth set. The outfit was great. He looked like he actually worked for like the Westchester Knicks.
Really?
Yeah. It was
fresh. I saw the outfit because I was there.
No wonder you were chafing, though. I would not.
It's the lining on the Lulu shorts. It's just, you know how it is.
But how's the dump?
The dump was fine. It was average. I've had better. I've had worse.
It's a great call. Vic, how is Roger Federer on Nadal? Oh, you know, I start off by taking a wicked dump. And then somewhere in the third set, I decided, hey, you know, maybe I want to go to the sports book because I'm in Vegas. So I got up, wiped my ass, went to the sports book, rooted in front of an old man, lost $100, and now here we are.
Fuck the match. Tell me about this dump.
Look, I could go on all day, but then we're talking about 40 minutes of dump time. The show gets shut down.
Yeah.
I'm an outcast.
I think I'm a pariah. Speaking of the Schwitz.
Pariah or piranha? Both.
Speaking of the Schwitz, I think pariah. That it's important that you tell our viewers what you do when you take a dump.
Why did I take my shirt off?
To avoid the Schwitz.
Take my shirt off.
But you like disrobe.
I disrobe.
You disrobe.
Well, no. If like I'm in a hotel room, like sure, I'll be in my underwear.
Oh, classy. My bad.
But not in a hotel room.
I'm not in a hotel room. I'm taking my shirt off regardless.
Do you bring a hanger with you everywhere you go?
No, they always have the hooks on the back of the door.
By the way, how fucking high class are you, man? If you're at the DMV, they're not going to have a fucking knob on that
door.
You're
the DMV. You'll be lucky to breathe air. They're like Spirit Airlines. You got to pay for that too when you walk in.
Jack, I don't approve of that. Who takes a dump at the DMV?
That guy.
Nah, he only dumps in high class.
You'd be shocked.
I
meant the people on the line at the DMV.
By the way, you definitely haven't taken a dump at the DMV because you don't have a license.
The kid's from Texas. He rides a horse. Speaking of riding a horse, and it doesn't have to do with a horse, goat, status, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I was very sad Federer lost.
Me too.
There was something, it was the way he lost, the double match point.
Oh, my God, that took the air out of everything.
I find out during the match that there's this new fifth set rule that I guess you wouldn't know about until it actually happens. We had a big group chat going, and everyone's like, wow, what if this goes to, like, 80 games?
What'd you think
and
of
then
the...
someone's like, it actually can't happen because at 12-12, they go into a tiebreak as if it was 6-6.
Unbelievable that the year they put it into effect, it...
happens.
It happens. In,
that would have gone
the,
forever.
On the greatest stage.
I just think it sucks because for the first... like, if it was at 6-6, I guess they basically just doubled it, which... I walked in and I said, double it.
I walked in and I said,
like, that's what happened at the meeting for the Wimbledon. I feel like they all, they're there
by the way,
shirts and ties.
I actually think the rule was great.
It just takes away the effort. Like, think
hear
about
me out. No,
you're
no,
trying
no.
to break and then break back. And, the, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, now we're just going to do a tie break.
In a match like this with Djokovic, Federer, 37, 32, one's going for 21, the other one's going for 16, I don't want it to come down to who's... who has the most energy in a six-hour match. I want them both at their best. And I think 12-12 – I none of us play professional tennis, so, I mean, there has to be some number. Hopefully they came to some solution other than just doubling six. But where
– you tell
me. I don't know. I really don't know.
I know. I'm saying. But I'm hopeful that that's how they arrived at 12-12, but that these guys were still at their best. Rather than after five sets, they were exhausted. Djokovic just happened to last longer and took it. But it didn't appear that way because they were both still really fresh and at the top of their game. But it was such a great match. And I think, yeah, it would have been awesome to see like an 8-hour, 9-hour match. But it would have been a little tiresome. And it just would have come down to the last guy standing. And I think that would have kind of tarnished the day.
Yeah, but there are a couple of things in sports that really piss me off. It's the free kicks. Grind my gears. It's the free kicks. It's when you're done with overtime in hockey and you go to a shootout. It's like if you – it's the same thing with – exactly. That's what it should be. Like it just doesn't really make any sense. Like imagine if you ended an NBA game. It went four overtimes with free throws. A free throw shooting contest. That's exactly what happened
in this tennis match. But that's also timed.
Yeah. Wait. Last time we said,
and it's not one on
one.
It's true. It's just I don't know. I thought that the match was so good I could watch it forever. And
I mean, it was an instant classic.
And Federer played better tennis.
He did.
I agree. He won more games.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say to you. I didn't want to piss you off, but if you had just bet Federer games, you would have won.
It wasn't available.
Oh, it wasn't available. You looked?
Believe me. There was
you sure?
No, the
I looked, pal.
The old guy ahead of him looked.
I don't have anything wrong with Djokovic. I'm not a Djokovic hater.
Yeah, I actually
I just
like
love
Djokovic.
Federer that much, and I think everybody else does as well. It's kind of unbelievable. The guy's Swiss.
He's absolutely
He has no
beloved.
Ties to America. He comes here to the U.S. Open every summer, and it's roaring. He goes to England. It's roaring.
He was more beloved.
Australian Open. People are going crazy.
He was more
him.
Beloved than Andy Murray. Like, I swear, this guy is more beloved in England than Andy Murray, who won Wimbledon.
Because he's such a legend.
He's an absolute
he's
legend. And he's awesome. He's got
class.
He's
so legendary that we still like him, even though he sold out for Uniqlo. Like, he looks like
way,
shit in comparison
the
to
sneakers.
$300 million.
Dollars.
No, I know.
And they still don't sell a pair of shorts on their website.
No, it's insane.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, why aren't they making any money? Like, they're broke. They're not making any money off him. Of course they are.
Maybe they'll sponsor
his
us.
His sneakers and his
so we can stop having single shooters.
The sneakers and the headband are still Nike.
It tastes good.
And, of course, the RF logo.
Wait, Vic, were you speaking?
Yeah. Sorry.
We were having a side conversation.
We're describing the gym.
I was just going on the apparel.
That's great, Vic. Vic, that's great. Yeah. You're in a Knicks shirt and Lulu lining shorts.
So, yeah, this episode's brought to you by nine episodes. This episode, let's try it again. Bloop, bloop, bloop. This episode's brought to you by nine shooters of Jim Beam at $2.49 each because it was cheaper than us getting the regular bottle that
we normally buy.
It's actually not sponsored at all.
I prefer to call them.
We saved like 24 cents.
I prefer to call them nippers.
But we won 50 milliliters of booze.
We won 50 milliliters
of
booze.
Well, who's laughing now? She thought she could speak in Spanish and divert our attention, but we caught her red hand.
Nope. Yeah, we caught her red hand.
And it's the move when you're flying. Any flight. You put them in just like a little Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
And instead of paying
$8
a pop, you spend $270.
You're in the Midwest this week. You're in the Hamptons.
I'm just saying it's a move.
Yeah, but what did you end up upgrading your flight on American? Vic,
I did,
for,
but
Vic,
it did.
Vic for a couple
absolutely.
Of hours at dinner. He decided at dinner that this was the right time. We're all drinking, having a good time. That's what it'll come. You know, Ben, you think, God, crazy deal on American. 52 extra hours. I get free drinks the whole time. On a red-eye flight? You're drink the whole night?
I said I'm not going to do that. I said they offer it.
Back to
I
the
was
city.
Pointing things out.
After a whole weekend in Vegas, I want to be blacked
out.
It was great.
Oh man, that was unbelievable.
But you caught Summer League.
I did catch Summer League. Summer League was fun. It was an experience.
Mac Pavilion, right?
The Mac Pavilion
and the Cox
UNLV Running Rebels.
Nice.
Sorry.
Who'd you see?
It's the Thomas and Mac Center. And the Cox Pavilion.
Yeah,
Cox, is this an ultra? is an ultra.
Who would you say was the most impressive person at Summer League that you saw?
Brandon Clark.
Yeah.
Guy was beasting. I mean, besides the fact that he threw in the dunk, there was a wild sequence at the end. There were a couple steals.
He's an absolute freak.
Like, Summer League is like, granted it was the semis, I have no idea what it's like in like the preliminary rounds because there was maybe 3,000 people.
By the way, you know how many Summer League games there were? Tonight, the championship, 81.
Yeah.
There are 81 Summer League games.
You're lying.
There's a whole world that we're
and also, everyone
watch.
Who doesn't That's make the playoffs crazy. Gets a consolation game. So the Knicks got like an extra game on Saturday.
Yeah, an extra game to lose.
Is it sad that I watched that entire game?
Was that the game where RJ had
Wizards?
Almost a triple-double?
Yeah.
How good did he look?
He just goes one way. He's really nice.
Did they
I
beat
like
the Wizards?
He does.
They beat the Wizards.
No.
But he goes one way.
Oh, yeah, they did. I'm sorry.
Did.
Oh, yeah,
they
beat him by 20 because Tomer wanted to take them plus 700, and you're like, no, don't do it. God, the one bet that you would have won.
No, he wanted to take the Wizards.
I'm saying
by the way,
you love the Knicks.
There were a bunch of impressive players. I mean, I watched the Heat also. Duncan Robinson was really – that. I mean, at Michigan, he was just a shooter. Now he, like, creates, and he's pretty nice. And
speaking of the Miami Heat, Tyler Herro was robbed. He was definitely the MVP of the Summer League.
He didn't play enough games. They held him out, like, the last
two.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Same with my boy Bruce Brown.
Finals happening.
Triple-double.
And Carson Edwards. Nobody wants to talk about him.
Yeah, he's nice.
Did you see what he wears on his wrist?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
By the way, how does he shoot like that?
I have no idea. He just has like packing tape. Can you imagine ripping it off the hair?
Honestly, Shaq used to rock that look with the two wristbands.
It wasn't a wristband.
It was packing tape. His hand was blue.
There may have been tape.
What did it say on it? Doing it for my mom?
Yeah, like help mom out.
Help mom out.
Honestly, so fresh.
Amazing.
I'm gonna like put tape on my head to the office tomorrow. Like,
help mom out.
I'm here just to help mom out.
You know what was great? Jared Allen yesterday.
Oh, awesome. Good
the
call.
The second game was Nets Wolves.
Why is he playing?
He had
nine and nine
after the first quarter.
He got hurt, but
yeah, there you go. Why are they in Summer League? Why is Mitchell Robinson in Summer League? He's too good.
I actually think Mitchell Robinson could use Summer League. Jared Allen, he was there solely to, like, build leadership. Like, this guy just started meaningful playoff games.
Yeah.
There's no reason why he should really be playing. He probably shouldn't have been playing the minutes he was playing, but, I mean, it builds confidence. The guy's, like, 30, 18, and 6 the other night. I mean, he's a man amongst boys.
Who would you say is the most impressive person in Summer League thus far?
There were a bunch. I really liked Lonnie Walker. He was held out. I mean, you guys know me. I'm a little biased.
I was
going
to say, would you ever have said Lonnie Walker if he didn't go to Miami? Because
he was the leading scorer of the Summer League at a point.
Was he really?
He's been in his bag for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's in his bag deep. Bruce Brown recorded the first triple-double since Lonzo Ball. There were some big – you know who's nice? Rui Hachimura. Very surprising.
Yes, he was nice.
Yeah, he was nice, and I was kind of surprised by that because he's a little undersized. I know you're not. That's why I'm looking at you. I'm looking right at you.
You know who I love, and I got a chance to see him yesterday. Excuse me for a second. People bear with me. Jackson Hayes. This guy can jump out of the fucking arena. Sideshow Jax.
By the way, why is it Sideshow Jax?
Because his hair is like Sideshow
Bob. I know,
Bob
but it's a Jax.
No, he has a sideshow. You don't know.
First of all, he's
show on the side.
He's got a side gig.
He was like casually just taking off from like a step before the dotted line and throwing it down. He went behind the back. He had an alley-oop where his head was under the backboard. He's a hustler. He also blocked a shot and sent it like 8 rows into the crowd. Everybody went nuts.
He was a beast at Texas.
What? He was a beast.
Yeah,
in Texas.
He's a really nice prospect.
He's also getting these opportunities because Zion's not playing.
Another guy on the Pels. How is Nikhil Alexander Walker? That kid could
very good.
Play.
Probably had three travels and a couple costly turnovers.
The game before Saturday night, he had like 34. He was awesome. I was watching. He's really nice.
They got a lot of good guys there. Pelicans have a lot to be happy about.
Ben, you were in Vegas too, so I don't know if you caught any games. You were a little busy, but
I did not catch any games, but I saw enough out of my Knicks to know that Mitchell Robinson. Really? Oh, my God. Did you watch one Knicks?
2 days ago it was Brazdeikis this and Brazdeikis that.
Brazdeikis.
Pick one.
Brazdeikis had a great summer league. Anytime anybody took a shot in front of Mitch, it was blocked. He blocks everything from point guards to centers.
So does Tony Wooten, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Tony Wooten. No, you're talking about that one block.
No, I was watching that live, but this guy blocks everything. These guys are absolutely
He went to Oregon?
Yeah.
That Oregon team was good. Is Louis King? Is he playing well?
He got a deal out in Ukraine.
Wait, you're telling me that Wooten's on the Knicks and Louis King couldn't?
Louis King got a deal. I think maybe it might have been with the Heat. Some random.
Oh, so you made up Ukraine?
Yeah, I made it. Nobody's going to Ukraine, especially after the Chernobyl doc.
Did their point guard Peyton?
No, he's still there.
He's still there.
Peyton Pritchard.
Yeah, he was good.
They're gonna be But yeah, Wooten's a leaper. But and the Knicks had that kid Tyler Cavanaugh, who went off when I was watching for 4 minutes. And next day, signs overseas. The guy's going out to Berlin.
Oh, he didn't get an offer from the. Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know where the Knicks would have really got.
He looked like a real poor man's Kevin Love.
Yeah, Kevin Love. He's like 6'4".
Look, by the way, I based that solely on looks.
Poor man's Kevin Love. He's like a poor man's Steve Novak, like a bad shooter. That was also a horrible comp.
It had nothing to do with basketball. Literally, poor man, like poor.
Yeah,
like,
just like
Kevin Love had no money to buy it.
The homeless Kevin Love.
You're having too much fun.
Hey, what's wrong with some fun?
It's summer league, baby.
That it is, Vic, but there's still an NBA offseason that we need to talk about, and Russell Westbrook is a member of the Houston Rockets.
H-Town, baby!
And everybody's saying that it's not going to work out, and I'm here to say that I think it will.
I agree with you, Ben.
I agree as well. Look at us in agreement.
By the way, apparently none of us think it won't work out, but people out there think it won't work out.
Who's laughing now? We all agree.
Yay. And the reason why maybe you guys don't have the same opinion is because it can't possibly get worse than Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I think, is the most overrated point guard ever. The reason why I say ever is because he is held at such a level of such elite status. Is Chris Paul a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
See, and that's like why? Why is he automatically a Hall of Famer?
His steals and assist numbers are very high.
But you get what I'm saying. He's a
all-star.
I don't think he's MVP.
Did he win MVP?
No, he didn't.
Wait, even when the Hornets are the number?
He was second once.
I'm saying how many NBA players can you name that were never ever in the MVP discussion?
He was. He came in second.
He was.
All right.
The year that Kobe
You get what I'm saying?
I get the point.
He's very overrated.
He doesn't have an MVP. He's never made a deep run. He's not an elite scorer. He just costs his team games. But he's also, we heard the shit in LAC with DeAndre and Blake and Austin Rivers. Then now on James Harden's team, we hear that, you know, there was some tension. I agree that Westbrook is an upgrade. I don't think the deal is great just because no more Chris Paul. I think the only issue I think with this deal from the Rockets' perspective is you gave up two really nice potential assets. Not really nice because they won't be bad, but they gave up two first-rounders to take on one of the worst contracts in the league. They got rid of one of the worst contracts in the league, but they got back another bad contract. But I do think everyone who's saying Westbrook can't – you know, you can't just have Westbrook and Harden looking at the stats last year. We're going to have to get a new Westbrook. Westbrook doesn't go to a new team and just be the same Westbrook. I think he's come to that point where he's like, I can't win on my own. I've driven Kevin Durant and Paul George out of Oklahoma City. I'm now on James Harden's team. I'm boys with James Harden. Let's win because this team – Daryl Morey builds teams around James Harden. And Westbrook, unlike Chris Paul, you're right, they – You got to defend Westbrook because he has the capability of just going at you for 48 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say two things. The first is it's been a trending meme. We posted it. The fact that you have now a problem, like people are joking, like, oh, who's going to get the triple-double? That's literally the craziest thing ever that's a problem. Like, these are two elite players offensively and defensively from top to bottom. They can do everything. They can pass. They can rebound. They can assist. I get it to your point. Like, they're going to need to take, like, a step back, probably Westbrook.
I think Westbrook.
He'll probably have to
me, elite, I think Westbrook is in, like, the third tier of guys in the NBA. I still think he's a really nice Robin to Harden's Batman. Vicky like that. But it's also just not his team. This is no longer his franchise. He's coming. He's playing second fiddle.
I do want to say one more thing, and then I'm going to throw it over to Vic about what you said, that he drove Durant and Paul George out of town. I think
you're going to get two security guards to hold me back on that one.
I think that Russell Westbrook gets a really bad rep for no reason. The guy is incredibly loyal, started his career 100%. With the Thunder, stayed there, and everybody else jumped ship. I love Kevin Durant. I'm on record loving him. He left. He's like, fuck this, I want to win a ring, and left. Paul George did the same thing. For as much as we hate LeBron, Paul George is a fucking pussy. Like, he just said, all right, fuck it. I want to win. I'm going to go, like...
I disagree.
I have several comments on both.
So go, man.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, Paul George jumped ship, went with Kawhi. They're going to win a ring.
I think Paul George, to me, is a non-starter. He was there for 2 years. They weren't going to get it done. Look.
He tried it out.
I mean, forget about tried it out. Like,
what'd he try out?
They had something...
Westbrook. Because Westbrook shoots way too many shots. The Westbrook on OKC... Because
he had no choice. They started Roberson. There was clearly a problem with that team. I know. And then Ferguson is the same guy.
The team wasn't built well, but still... Westbrook is a high-volume shooter who shoots like 30%. I mean, there's
nobody that could shoot.
Give it to Paul George, then.
Paul George got his shots.
No, I just think Paul
the
George
team sucked. I don't fault Paul sucked. George.
No, I agree.
And I also think,
but I don't fault Russell Westbrook.
But I also think Westbrook saw Paul George leaving. There was no fight between Paul George and Westbrook. I think Westbrook was like, dude, you leave, go to LA. I'm going to get out too, and I'm going to leave on good terms. Nobody's faulting Westbrook for wanting to go to the Rockets.
You did.
On a deplete. No,
you,
I'm not.
You
I'm
said
not.
That he chased him out. That's what we're commenting on.
I'm not saying he chased him out. I'm saying that Paul George left, and it was also good for Westbrook, who could also leave. I think
no, that's fine, but that's just not what you said. We're commenting on the fact that you said that Russell Westbrook played a certain way that made Kevin Durant leave, and subsequently Paul George.
I think
the problem is we're getting so into the weeds here. Paul George really is a non-starter. That was two seasons, whatever. Kevin Durant, I could speak at length. I could take up a 50-minute episode here myself of. Just leaving,
please
leaving,
don't.
Leaving Oklahoma there, City and going to Golden State. It's almost as bad as LeBron leaving Cleveland after his "I'm not leaving here before I get a ring." It was almost that bad. It really was. I don't really think he drove either of them out of town. There was obviously problems with someone. It wasn't Sam Presti. I don't know who it was, but he wasn't getting along. He wasn't getting it done there. He is one of my favorite players to watch. He's basically everyone's favorite player to watch. Mr. Triple-Double. And going to Houston with the D'Antoni schemes, he'll make it work. I have no doubts. Westbrook could have a career year averaging 18 assists if he wanted to.
By the way, that 100%. The 18 assists. Him throwing up lobs to Clint Capella, just the casual chuck to PJ Tucker in the corner for three.
Tyson Chandler.
By the way,
I mean, he's over the hill, but still.
He should have gone to the Clippers, and that's a great segue to talk about the fact that 17 of the last 24 All-Stars now have new teams. It's not just Westbrook. The league got a fucking facelift all over the place. I
want to start with Tyson Chandler.
I want to start with Tyson Chandler because I think that he was the perfect guy to go to the Clippers and didn't. The Clippers need a center, and it's not Zubats.
Zubats and Harrell. Today, Dwight, I don't know if it was today.
Or Dwight Howard.
I kind of think the Clippers should maybe take a gamble on Dwight Howard.
Agreed.
Like, give him, like, real dirt money.
Not that I hate the Clippers.
This guy needs the Clippers more than the Clippers. He's the one guy that needs the Clippers, like, a backup gig on the Clippers more than the Clippers need a backup. Like, you know what I mean? He'll, like, pay to play in L.A. Yeah,
which is so weird because it's like Boogie. Like, if these guys are just a shell of themselves, if Dwight Howard is even just one part of his game – Like we're talking about all NBA defense, first team.
I have zero worry for the Clippers, and nobody should be paying them any mind. They have the MVP.
Finals MVP,
whatever you want to call it.
You don't have worry for the Clippers when they play the Lakers and Anthony Davis is on Zubats, you don't have a problem with that.
I'm fine with that.
I have a problem with that.
I'm worried that the Clippers are just going to get out-muscled. I mean, they do have Kawhi and Paul George, who are long, big physical defenders, and Pat Bev. But I'm
and Montrezl Harrell.
But Montrezl Harrell comes off the bench. Zubac is going to get bodied. Harrell honestly does. I mean,
Harrell
throw
cannot,
Davis.
Harrell can't guard Anthony Davis.
He's going down this road. But if Andre Iguodala can still have an impact off the bench at 30 plus years,
but he's a wing.
He's also a winner.
So give Montrezl Harrell a little slack.
I love Montrezl Harrell.
You
I'm
love
not saying
slack here.
By
give
way,
him
we're,
a chance.
We're talking about Zubats. We're talking about the starting center.
Right. And
Harrell's
saying,
off the bench.
I'm saying the other pieces though, the Clippers have.
Sure.
Like Houston, it was like, okay, they have Harden and they have PJ Tucker and they have Eric Gordon and they have Capella, Tyson Chandler. Okay, now we got Westbrook. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Like we could do something.
Gerald Green, Daniel
House. I would
love
another Rockets Jazz rematch 4-5.
Love
in the
Jazz. So, Vic, who's your pick to win the West?
Oh, please.
It's really hard,
it's
but
easy.
Do it.
I would love to see Houston win. It's not going to happen.
Not the regular season. Who's making the championship?
Who's making the finals?
No, who's winning the West? Regular season.
No.
Wait, the number one seed?
Who's winning
that's
the West?
That's what we do here?
Wait, what the?
Winning
that
the West.
That was a very confusing question.
That's why
clinching
just
the conference.
So who's going to the finals from the West?
Yes.
That's the question, Vic.
Okay.
Wow. Holy shit.
Vic, I just saved you there. I'll take this one. No, Vic, who do you got?
Who the fuck do you have?
Purely based off of what I saw last year.
Holy shit, I'm going to kill myself.
You know, this is going to start trending. What's Vic's decision? Vic, we've all been waiting for it. I'm taking my talents.
Just say
to
it,
the
dude.
Staples Center for the Clippers.
Nice.
Kawhi Leonard could come in.
Shut up.
In 1 year and do the reps.
That's all for you.
100% the Los Angeles Lakers.
Stop saying 100%. It's so annoying.
So the Lakers.
That's one of his two phrases. 100% all the time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I should probably stop being
just,
so.
Without
definitive.
A doubt. All right. Definitely.
The Lakers.
1,000,000%.
The Lakers are really deep.
Infinity.
I actually, unfortunately, think the Lakers are winning the West also. And I hate it. I think what they've surrounded LeBron with recently.
Ooh, wait, can I change my
to the
change
Jazz?
No, because this is what LA wants.
I'm sorry, I'm changing it.
To
that's not it. The Warriors.
All right. I missed it, the Lakers.
I think Christ. Did you see the ESPN power rankings today that came out?
I don't give a shit.
Oh,
Did you see it?
It's absurdly early.
You're going to crack up.
They're 11 months ahead.
The Warriors weren't listed as top 10
in the West?
In the league.
Is that because they think?
By the way, in the West, it would have been.
Is
sadder,
that because they really think without KD and without Klay that Russell, Steph, Draymond,
I think Russell and Steph
Russell,
don't
Steph,
just
Draymond, Willie Cauley
Stein. No, I'm saying I'd love to know the
Kevon Looney.
Who's their Looney. Three?
Oh shit! Where's Patrick McCaw going?
He's
that
on
should be the
Raptors.
Real so they won again.
He's won three straight.
Yeah, he's won three straight finals. He's gonna win his.
Finals. I saw a press conference where Stanley Johnson was just signed by the Raptors and a Toronto broadcaster was like, "Are you happy that the Raptors?" He's like, "After winning three straight championships,
yeah,
are you happy
great.
That you were signed?" He's like, "What? Like I won three straight? What? Like sorry, you're not Patrick McCaw, three-time NBA champ."
That was great, but yeah. So I guess the Raptors are winning it again because Patrick McCaw is
this guy just fucking breathes championships.
He wins championships. Who do you have coming out of the East?
Ooh, I think Philly.
Okay.
I hate it. Those are like my two least favorite teams. Yeah, but I just think Al Horford and Embiid. I don't see any other team that's really built right now to go against that for 7 games.
They did just give Ben Simmons 5 years, $170 million.
I think
I think that goes in the conversation of second worst contract this summer league.
We'll know in a year
Harris.
Or two. But
no?
What
Tobias is what 580.
Who do you have out of these?
$170 million to a guy that can't shoot anything.
That's a big rookie contract.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Forever and always a rookie. Ben Simmons, little bitch.
He's always
honestly, I think the Bucks are coming back with a vengeance.
I hope so.
And Giannis is just – how old is he? 25.
He's Danny Almonte. He's Danny Almonte.
I think he's still younger than that. I'll tell you. I think he's.
And now that they've got another one of the brothers.
Dude, he was
Antetokounmpo.
He was cut by the Knicks. Tenacious.
No. I thought that was the other one. There's a third brother.
No, there are four.
The fourth isn't ready.
One's at like Dayton.
Okay, that's nice.
He's 24 years old.
Okay. So,
and I don't know. And to further your point, did you see what he said? That don't call me the MVP anymore because
next year
it's next year. Dude, and he said that he can be six times better than he currently is.
No, not he said he's at 60%.
Giannis, he said he can be 40% better than he currently is.
Giannis is already bordering best player in the league. Like if he's not in your top five, you're insane. If he's not in your top three, I can see it. He should be in everybody's top five.
Say he's between five and four.
No, I'm saying he should be in your
top
five.
Top five, you're crazy.
No,
in your top three.
I'm saying he should be in your
top. You're crazy.
He should be in your top five. If he's not in your top three, I get it. Like, sure, you want to say
so four or five.
Harden, LeBron, Durant, or whatever.
I've got him pegged at six. What are you gonna say about that?
He's your alternate.
It's my alternate. He's coming off the bench.
Who's number five?
Him, Montrezl Harrell, and
fuck you.
And Avery Bradley.
Who's number five for you then?
I think Steph's better. I think Durant's better. I think Kawhi's better. I think LeBron's better. And give me that lefty in Houston.
It works for me.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Wow, I think that was quick.
I mean, like, look, here's my thing.
Outside of the top five, you're crazy.
Here's my thing. If you can rattle off five,
I just rattled
with I'm struggling with a word right here.
Gusto.
That's not the
Gusto.
Word.
Gusto. Bravo. Bravissimo.
Conviction? Is that a word?
Conviction.
Conviction.
Did you say eviction?
It's my own word.
No, that's
a
word.
If you're having some trouble at home, you're...
If you say something, your name's Victor.
You're being eviction.
You've got viction.
I don't think that's a word.
I'm just going to coin it. It's not.
You've got viction.
It's a billion-dollar idea. Just viction. And everybody will just believe every word that comes out of your mouth.
Your name has to be Victor. Victor with Victor.
Or a V, if you're a Vivian or a Vincent.
Young and now, Vincent. Or a, known for coining the word Viction. Victor. Viction. Weberman.
The 2020 Nobel Peace Prize goes to Victor Weberman for the word.
There's just so many people to thank.
For the creation of Viction.
The thing this all started with a Giannis Antetokounmpo. Top five debate.
Well, I think, again, thanks for not throwing it back to me. I think the Bucks are also winning the East. I would hate for Philly to win. I think that the Bucks are just a great team.
By the way, this isn't throwing it back to you. You're going back on what you said.
No, nobody asked me who my pick was for the East.
I thought you said I think the Sixers also.
No, it was Jack. I did.
I think Malcolm Brogdon is a big loss for Milwaukee.
Why?
He didn't play,
and they won the East.
He played in the play.
He didn't play the whole year, basically.
He was injured. But when he was playing.
Do you know anything?
He's really good.
Yeah.
He's amazing. They
would
have been.
Bledsoe is not.
That's the X factor.
Bledsoe and George Hill can't be the backcourt on a conference winning team. I mean, they just can't.
I think that Chris Middleton, who just got fucking paid, is about to show everybody that he deserves that money.
Oh, I honestly thought you were going to say. Show everybody that he kind of sucks.
No, I think he's a poor man's Clay.
What, like Kevin Love, poor man, or like poor man in basketball?
You don't think he's a poor man's Clay? I think Clay Thompson is. By the way, where do you put Clay Thompson? We were talking about top five.
Not there.
I think he's top 10.
I mean, if I have a roster to fill out with 12 people, aka Team USA, I'm putting him on it.
I'd have Clay at 12.
Name him.
You want me to do this right now?
Yeah, right now.
The five that I had, I'll throw Giannis there.
Oh, you'll throw him. Oh, thanks.
AD. Can't believe I forgot AD.
Yep.
Lillard.
Thank you. I love Lillard.
Me too.
Lillard. Kyrie.
Nine.
You don't take Kyrie over.
I have a question. If you're filling out a roster, we're not talking about just spots.
Yeah. No, I feel that.
Draymond Green or Kyrie Irving?
So who else is on my squad?
Yeah.
The squad that you just named. So you have the top.
I'm taking Kyrie.
Okay.
But
I'm just curious.
I almost think if you're taking a squad, you got to take Draymond over Clay because I could. Have a bunch of nice shooters.
I think that we haven't seen anything out of Clay yet. I think that Clay Thompson is a shell of himself.
Anything?
Yeah. I think that...
anything?
No, we...
Are we going down this road? The guy hit 11 threes in a game this year.
Yeah, I just think that he is...
He's a shell of himself. He's going to have charts. A game where he hits 43.
Dude, when it's all said and done, it's going to be...
Why not?
Him and Clay in every single shooting category.
Yeah.
And statistic.
Yeah.
Him and Steph. I said him and Curry. What?
Clay. Clay and Clay.
Clay and Clay. It's the Clay and then the shell
it's
of
the brothers Clay. Clay.
No, I'm thinking of Clay and then the shell of himself. So that's
oh, oh I like
you
that.
Have Clay yeah. and then you have Clay. You cool know, Clay. Guy. Cool, cool guy, guy Clay comes in a leather jacket. Cool
how
Ray-Ban.
CGK.
Cool. By the way, Clay Thompson should stop playing for the Warriors and start playing in the big three. Because with that 4-point play.
Oh, he'd be money.
He'd be money.
He'd be Ice Cube's number one guy.
Ice Cube's number one guy.
That's way better than just being a star on the Golden State Warriors. No. I'd much rather be a big three star.
Yeah, and make like $50.
Are you kidding?
Do they get food vouchers? How do they get paid?
They get half price popcorn.
We'll give you a Sunoco gift card for the gas.
Thanks
on the way
for
there.
Playing.
But speaking of the big three, that is one hell of a league.
Yeah, it's taken a big leap this year. I saw that they even like asked Lamar Odom to stop appearing at games.
Yeah, because he's like, not good enough.
He like
they said he wasn't good.
Yeah.
They said he wasn't good enough.
I like that.
So do I.
You don't just take shit.
Yeah, but like how much better shape can Ketino Mobley be in than
Lamar Odom, who was
dead.
Yeah,
dead. Mobley's been never balling. Mind.
Yeah,
and he's been in it, I think, since the first year.
He's the OG.
He's an OG.
Him and Big Baby.
Yeah, Big Glenn, Big Baby Davis. By the way, wasn't Baron Davis also asked not to play anymore?
I think so.
Why?
Because he's more of a filmmaker.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, he's always had a thing for the
art. He also is a little gay on TNT now.
I love that people are using – I love that players are using this both as the back nine of their career but also to get them back in the league.
Wow. Joe Johnson.
Joe Johnson is what I was going to say.
Joe
Johnson.
Nice reference.
Joe Johnson should definitely get like a deal somewhere.
Yeah, Joe Johnson should definitely go to the Lakers. Or no,
if they're not taking J.R. Smith, would they take Joe Johnson?
Yeah.
ISO Joe.
He's even sitting
yeah,
on
that's
a couch.
That's a guy that's not a moron that can shoot threes. What the fact that people are even talking about J.R. Smith going to the Lakers, LeBron never wants to play with you again.
Stop chasing me.
Why would
oh,
why?
That highlight? Come on, back to the
that highlight. This is the worst. That's like arguably the biggest fuck up ever. Like you just,
what did he do? Wait, it was tied, right?
Got the rebound.
It was
and
a
he,
tie
like,
game.
Dribbled it out.
He got the rebound and he dribbled it out. He had a layup for the win.
Yeah, he had a dunk. He had a windmill dunk. He could have done whatever he wanted.
A layup for the win. He just forgot where he was.
I mean, can you blame him? He was like itching to get back on the course.
He's like
a 6 handicap. I heard he's a stellar golfer.
I don't know why he wants to get back in the league. He should just turn pro.
Get his pro card, his tour card with
I thought you were about to say get his driver's license
with Vic.
Oh yeah,
get his
That'd be great.
Drive.
Did you
Look,
see?
I'll get practice driving him on the golf course when I'm not playing.
You guys can alternate.
Get his driver's license and his tour card.
Did you
see Tony Romo yesterday? The guy's amazing.
Tony Romo was amazing at golf.
This is the second. What is it? Consecutive wins on this. What's it even called? Celebrity Pro-Am?
By the way, who else
it's
was in
the,
that picture?
It's the American Century Cup.
There's Jack Wagner's an act. This guy, he's an actor, yeah. And he's played in every American Century Cup, all 30.
It's an amazing tournament.
It's awesome.
Did you see Charles Barkley? The only guy getting more lessons than me is Charles Barkley. His hitch is completely gone.
By the way, oh, he's gotten rid of it.
He got completely rid of it.
Is he great now?
He's good. He's great.
Is he fantastic?
In this tournament, like 2 years ago, he shot 120.
So are we done talking about celebrities?
No, but the point system is wild. So 120.
Oh, yeah. How does that
he
work?
He would be incredible. I don't know, but Romo won with like a 72, and second place was like Steph or Derek Ellis, some fucking guy
wow.
with like 61.
Can you imagine golf not being your main sport, but on TV? Shooting a 72.
By the way, nobody's killing life more than Tony Romo. The guy has summer. He just plays unlimited golf. Actually, he has life. He plays unlimited golf. And on Mondays, you'll find him in the booth making $5 million talking about football and getting every play right.
He crushes it, but really, he should leave the broadcast booth and turn pro.
He tried.
All right, so him, JR, who else you got?
They should all be playing in the British Open this weekend. You got these guys that miss the cut every week.
This is And it's not just, I mean, it's just the open. It's a, drop. You drop the British.
Is that true?
You know what? Drop, I mean, drop the while you're at it. Just open.
People want to make it sound prestigious.
They just say
they just call it the open.
Where is it? This
148 Portrush, Northern Ireland.
Ooh, they have
haven't
good
done
ale.
It there since I think it's 1951.
They have good ale.
And
up
there. Rory McIlroy gonna have some home cooking.
You know what?
It's his hometown.
Hell have yeah, Northern Ireland.
What do they cook? What's the main
corn beef.
Food group?
Corn beef
and hash?
And cabbage.
Cabbage.
Corn beef and cabbage.
Just like cabbage.
You think McGregor will be there with his fucking whiskey?
McGregor.
What's it called?
Oh, I don't even know, but it was given some of the worst reviews a whiskey could ever have. It was like an embarrassment to the country of Ireland.
It's called Mac Attack.
No, it's not. No, starts with an S.
Slim Jim.
No.
Sloppy Seconds.
Whatever it is, it doesn't deserve our attention.
No, it doesn't deserve our attention.
But now it's got it, and
But now we're talking.
By the way, next week we're not getting these shooters. We're finding out what McGregor's fucking whiskey is.
We'll get there.
I'm gonna find out what it is now.
Find out what it is. But
Royal Portrush Golf Club. It's been around since 1888.
First time it's in Northern Ireland since the 50s? Or first time it's at Portrush since the 50s?
Second time at Portrush in the entire open history.
Proper number 12.
Yeah, okay. And that is when I tell
what
you.
What kind of a name is
take
that?
Take a walk.
Proper number 12.
That'd be a great whiskey for Seattle, the 12th man. But,
wow. Plugging left and right.
I'm not
proper
kidding.
Number 12.
Yeah. But,
so Rory by
Royal,
100, right?
Royal Portrush.
Rory by 100.
He's going to have the crowd behind
Rory
him.
Rory by 100.
I think Rory's winning it. And I'm not just saying that. Like to
you're
you
not
know,
just saying
get,
that because
get
he
electric,
is in
but Rory,
8-1 favorite.
I know, but he's really peaking now. And we said this a couple weeks ago. Him at his best is better than as good as anyone at their best. Yeah. I mean, the guy's a beast. And yeah, I do think back in Northern Ireland that plays a bit of a factor.
I think that 8-1 is high. Like he should be lower than that. He should be 5-1.
Golf.
I know, but you're at home. Like, this is like, there's never, this is a real home field advantage.
What
are
you, Graham McDowell's from Northern Ireland, too.
Yeah, well, Graham McDowell can.
Yeah, he won,
really just gets the lay of the land. You know, he picks up the grass.
How many times do you think Rory's played that course?
Seven.
I don't know. I don't know how many people have because they redesigned the course, actually. Because it's been around for 120 years now. 130. 88 to.
Where were you this weekend?
130 years.
He's a scholar.
They've redesigned it for
smartest guy
ever. All the young whippersnappers out there. And you're going to have our boy Brooks Koepka lighting it up.
Yeah.
And,
such a sure thing that, like, Brooks will be in the hunt.
By the way,
it's just like,
it's almost
so
crazy if he's not in the hunt.
Because he's bionic.
What was it? He won the PGA Championship, second in the Masters, and second in the U.S. Open. And he won the PGA Championship twice.
He's unbelievable.
And the U.S. Open twice. And, you know, we could keep dancing around this. But,
let's throw out some hot picks for the listeners.
What are you dancing
around? I'll give you hot.
Give me hot.
What's going on with Tiger? He's been traveling in Thailand for the last month.
Tiger Woods is done. He came back.
Tiger's
he won.
Not, Tiger's
way,
not
this
winning.
Is what's great.
Tiger's
though.
Not winning this.
Now that all this pressure's off, it's like no one cares.
Yeah.
He won the Masters. He's been relaxing, whatever. What if he just comes out there and plays lights out?
So who do you think, Vic? Give me one name. You said hot. I like Molinari.
Ooh.
Okay, you have Molinari. Vic, who do you have?
Well, we all have Rory together. This is
a
communal Rory.
Collective Rory.
And then on top of it, give me Molinari at 20-1.
Honestly, give me Tiger. The guy's been out there since Sunday morning stroking it.
Ben, please don't take Tiger. Don't.
I just went on record saying that Tiger sucks. Yeah. I'm taking Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler always hangs around. The guys,
you're not taking Matsuyama at 40-1.
No, I'm done with Matsuyama. It costs me too much.
By the way, Spieth, 40-1.
Yeah, that's because he really just. By the way, talk about winning and dipping. The guy just like was the most hyped ever.
Ever
and
since
now he's just
those two shots into the water.
Yeah, but
has he won a major since then?
What about what was the guy?
Bo Hostler.
Yeah, Bo Hostler. Where did he go?
No idea.
He's coming up with Spieth.
What about Beefcake? What's his name? Beef Johnson? Beefsteak?
Joe Beef.
No, there's a guy. Beefy. John Beef?
Beef
Johnson.
Sugar Shane Lowry. What's going on? 80-1. Beef I don't even know who this guy is.
You sound like a bratwurst company.
By the way, I'm sure you guys will feel this. If I saw Ian Poulter on the street, I'd punch him right in the face.
Because you know he'd be the only douchebag in like pink plaid pants with like
awful.
With like socks up to his nipples.
Has he ever won anything?
He's won Best Dressed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Why is he such a famous golfer? The guy doesn't win anything.
Because he's unbelievable in the Ryder Cup.
I thought you were going to say he's unbelievable in the sack. I was going to say, that wow.
By the way, Phil at 100 to 1.
Yeah, talk about sleeper
just give
status.
Me Phil.
Oh my goodness. What is that? Plus 10,000?
Phil literally just
give
went
me $10.
Phil literally just
$10 to win 1,000.
Did you see his latest Instagram video? He just went on
he's
Instagram.
He's fasting. He's going Yom Kippur this whole week right up until
because
right
he
up
said
until Thursday.
He admitted that he can't play. He literally said, guys, you know, last couple of times I've gone out there, I haven't been feeling great. I've lost it. But at least I can still rip bomb drives. Like, this isn't a long drive
his
contest,
whole, like,
Phil.
Series in the dark. Or is it under the lights?
No, it's by it's by the fire.
By the fire.
He's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's so funny. Look, and those commercials with him dancing.
He's been there, done that.
He's been there. Done that.
But seriously, 100 to 1, who isn't putting $10? 10 to win 1,000?
I would put $10.
Well, all right, I'm
Vic,
going.
Vic, take your Vegas winnings and the tips that you still owe that nice little bartender at the win.
And I'm going straight to the right Monmouth track, baby. Put,
Haskell, here we come.
When is that?
It's in August. We'll head
and
out.
And
we'll
and
check
we have the
out.
Northern Trust and all.
We got a lot on the horizon. And you know what? We should plug our listeners and like make like a little caravan, like the Schmitz crew.
We'll make that our DM next time.
All right, you got it. And for this week's DM.
DM, we asked if you could have drinks with any
of me?
One person. Yeah, this was courtesy of you. That's why it's not that great. But
by the way, look, they're all courtesy of me, but keep going.
They are. If you could have drinks with one person dead or alive, who would it be? I'm going to say Phil Mickelson. I think that he is – he seems like a funny guy. Sit by the fire with him, toast up a couple of marshmallows. I'm going Phil Mickelson. Seems like a real waste. Dead or alive, one guy.
He's just going to be like, hey, man, I can't really hit the ball that far anymore because I'm not feeling great.
I'm picking Phil. Megan Holtzmacher said Robert Kardashian. Talk about a waste. Robert Kardashian Senior.
The attorney.
Nice. Ooh,
nice.
I like that.
She must be a law student or a big-time attorney.
Yeah, she must be.
We're a big OJ fan. It's got to be one of the three.
He's a huge fan of O.J. Simpson.
Someone wrote Old Man River. A bunch of people submitting Claudia. Ben got a couple. Vic and I still at nil-nil. We'll see who gets the first one there. Oh, shout out A Zion 12, Anthony Bourdain. I love that.
Love that. Oh, my goodness. Bourdain. Forget about drink. I would have rather had a fucking burger with that guy.
Shout out Natalie Cummings, who said Jack. Uh-oh.
Did she really?
That's so cute. No, but I got your hopes up. Oh, my God. All right. He's still at a bad zero.
How about Megan.Deanna? Charlie Sheen just seems like a great time.
Throw her a follow now, please.
Totally. Instant follow.
By the way, he does.
And then right beside that, you have Vince Lombardi, one of the greatest minds in football, and heard he was a good time. What do you mean you heard he was a good time? How old can you be?
Also,
and that you're following
he was
us.
A good time.
Yeah, heard he was a good time. What is that? It was a good time drinking? Time in the sack.
Oh, my God. No, this is the weirdest one.
Amelia Earhart?
Letitia, first of all, what a first name. Letitia Asare.
It's definitely Letitia. Oh, I like that.
No, Letitia.
We're going to go with Letitia.
I
like this.
It's Letitia. Shia LaBeouf, because his career trajectory personally fascinates me.
And personality.
I mean, you've got Leonardo da Vinci in here. I mean, you just like history. There you
go. By the way, Shia LaBeouf's dope. I'm going Larry David. I don't think that's much of a shock.
No, that is a great one. Much better than Phil Mickelson.
You know what? I want to go. I want to eat the Larry David with Larry David.
Honestly,
two fish, capers, onions, a little cream cheese.
Wait, hold on a second.
You couldn't have gotten the turkey.
Wait. Two fish.
Two fish. Same.
Capers.
See. Would you shut the fuck up?
Honestly, I'm going George Carlin. I think that'd be a wild time. Granted, I'd probably be his best audience he'd ever seen because I'd laugh at everything. But it's got to be a great guy to have a fucking drink. A real straight shooter.
I think.
Just like those drug dealers in Vegas.
I would have had you at. I would have had you at Freddie Mercury.
Like a real straight shooter.
I would have had you at Freddie Mercury.
Close second. Close second. Freddie's close second.
Well, folks, that's our show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, you can follow us at The Schwitz on Instagram. You can request to join our private Facebook group, The Schwitzers on Facebook. Shit in there is getting lit. You guys should really...
It's really heating up.
You guys should really join.
I say you guys are really, like, sentimental.
It was really nice.
Yeah, what
do
you
think
of that?
It was great. We're not going to tell anybody about it.
No, but it was really heartfelt.
God, you need a join to see. And you can also follow us at The Schwitz Pod on Twitter, which is permanently under construction. If anybody wants to run that account, let us know.
Yeah,
we're looking,
actually, we need interns, people.
We need an intern to help with that. We're looking for a Twitter social media manager.
Send us a promo video. You get 20 seconds.
Also,
go.
Yeah, but follow me on Twitter.
Follow Jack on Twitter because he tweets and nobody answers, and it's a little. It's kind of like you're talking to a wall.
Somebody asked me who I'm talking to. I said, "Well, you're looking at it, so maybe you.
Maybe you."
Could be you.
It could be you.
If you will it, it is no dream.
Dude, enough.
Theodore Herzl season. Schwitz motherfucking season.